In the short term, we are reviewing our patrol system, identifying hotspots, and directing our attention to those areas. We are also strongly pursuing the community policing concept. For now, we have recruited 6,000 civilians under the Youth Employment Agency. We are working with police officers in most of the electoral areas. There's one police officer to three community policing assistants, and they are the people who are in touch with the grassroots, with the people in the community, and making sure that we have that strong link between the police and the community. We have looked at the strategies that we're using recently in the past. Are they working? Do we need new minds, new brains to be able to change it? For example, one of the significant changes that we have made in the recent reshuffle is to have a directorate of police intelligence. It used to be a cell under the CID, based at the headquarters. But with this directorate level, there's a commissioner who is heading it, and we are going to expand it to all the region. So it becomes a very important operational tool in fighting crime. Immediately, the new commanders that have come in terms of operations, we have met, and this week we are meeting again to see whether what we have in place, why are they not working? What can we do more with the little resources that we have? But whilst we are doing the short term, please let us not forget that we need long-term solutions to some of these crimes. Some of these crimes that are emerging, if you do some deep analysis, you see that they have their undercurrent that we have overlooked for years.
You heard the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, ACP David Eklu.